Baina huie.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 31st, 2014. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I am Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Zimbabweans in America's capital join 14 other Southern African nations for a four-day social and business networking event over the Labor Day weekend, which is dedicated to social and economic achievements of workers.
This event is actually a great event for friends and families of the Southern African community. And we are hoping this is an event that will bring together the professionals, all those that have businesses.
Various stakeholders, including the Harare Residents Trust, have castigated the two proposed local authorities' bills describing the laws as meant to counter devolution of power, which is provided in the new constitution.
We are concerned that the two bills, local authorities' bill and the provincial and metropolitan bill, do not capture the spirit and words of the constitution expressed in Chapter 14 of the constitution. That the local government sector be devolved, meaning to say there must be more active participation of citizens.
The Castle Lager Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kennedy Ndebele says his organization is engaging stakeholders to deal with the issue of violence at local matches.
The top of those that we have engaged recently is the Zimbabwe Republic Police, to perhaps give us from their own investigations and analysis what they think are the causes of violence and their suggestions on how we can handle this matter. We'll also be approaching church leaders in communities. We'll be approaching political leaders.
Zimbabweans in America's capital will tomorrow join 14 other Southern African nations for a four-day social and business networking event over the Labor Day weekend, which is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of workers. The Southern African community in the USA's mission is to unite all citizens, descendants, and friends of Southern Africa in the USA through various activities and events, while contributing to the overall development of Southern Africa. SACU spokeswoman Cassandra Sibandaguni says her organization will tomorrow have a networking event as part of a four-day celebration that actually started on Friday. Sibandaguni speaks to us on the issue.
We have the what we are calling the Professionals Breakfast Networking. And this event is actually a great event for friends and families of the Southern African community. And we are hoping this will bring together the professionals. Actually, our aim is to bring all those professionals together, the business owners, the people who are in between jobs, you're looking for a job, or you're just looking into advancing yourself. We are actually looking into building relationships between all the professionals from the Southern African region.
How important is it to have such an organization grouping together countries in Southern Africa? And take us through which countries exactly your organization represents.
SACU, which is our abbreviation for Southern African Community in the USA, is representative of 15 countries: Angola, Botswana, Democratic Republic of Congo, Lesotho, Malawi, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, Seychelles, South Africa, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. And within those countries, we have representatives from each country. SACU is made up of 8 directors. On Monday, we are hoping that all the people from Southern Africa will get a platform that we can network, we can learn just how to advance in this country, because we feel we don't get that much visibility.
What other events do you line up for those member countries that are in your organization?
We have a full-packed 4 days of fun this weekend. We started on Friday with the fashion show. On Saturday, we had the Family Fun Day, which is a picnic where the whole family could come together. And we also have a soccer tournament. 8 countries were competing against each other. And we also have netball, which a lot of people who've left Southern African regions have not had a chance to see netball in a long time. So that was a highlight. So tomorrow we will have the business networking event. And then on Monday, we just have a fun party that we are calling the flag party.
That was SACU spokesperson Cassandra Sibandaguni in Virginia in America. Various stakeholders, including the Harare Residents Trust, have castigated the 2 proposed local authorities bills, describing the laws as meant to counter devolution of power, which is provided for in the new constitution. Harare Residents Trust Director Precious Shumba says the sentiments were echoed by other stakeholders at a consultative workshop held in Harare last week. The 2 bills have more than 200 clauses that refer to the local government minister, and these deal with setting up commissions, alteration of ward and council boundaries, fixing salaries and benefits for mayors, and dissolving elected councils. The bills also give the local government minister power to approve all commercial activities that any local authority may wish to engage in. Studio 7's Junga Kandemiri speaks to Precious Shumba on the issue.
The Harare Residents Trust participated in the 2-day consultative workshop held at the Rainbow Towers. We expressed our serious concerns on the timing of the consultative workshop and the manner in which it was convened. We are concerned that the 2 bills, local authorities bill and the provincial and metropolitan bill, do not capture the spirit and word of the constitution as expressed in chapter 14 of the constitution, that the local government sector be devolved, meaning to say there must be more active participation of citizens, but the bills do not capture that. So it does not also specify how the 5% to be allocated to local authorities from the national budget shall be distributed. The 2 bills do not also specify the kind of vertical and horizontal relationship that shall be in existence from a local authority to a provincial or metropolitan in relation to district administrators and provincial administrators, up to the Ministry of Local Government and also the Ministers of Provincial Affairs.
Some who are opposed to these 2 bills are calling on residents to come up with your own private members' bill that entrenches devolution as opposed to the ministers' bills. What's your reaction to this?
The HRT is not taking them as the ministers' bills. The HRT is viewing the proposals from the Ministry of Local Government as representing probably the ministry's drafters and their team. The fact that they brought in stakeholders to contribute, from our view, is an indicator that they might be willing to include some of the views expressed by the citizens. Although the bills have shown that they are giving excessive powers to the minister, we are confident that bills in their current format will not pass through parliament, because the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Local Government shall also consult members of the public. We hope through that process, the views and the contents of citizens and other stakeholders shall be captured.
That was Harare Residents Trust Director Precious Shumba speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri.
Did you know you can listen to web audio replays of our programs on our website and sign up for newsletters in English, Shona and Ndebele? Visit our site at www.studio7news.com. You can also give us feedback by text message. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Again, 1-202-465-0318.
This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are going out to you on the 4930, 4940, and 15455 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And in sports news, the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kennedy Ndebele says it's engaging stakeholders to deal with the issue of violence at local matches. Some of the league's top teams have been involved in incidences of pre- and post-match violence that is said to be marring the sport. We spoke to Ndebele on the state of the premiership and the issue of violence.
Well, well and said, normally our league gets to the peak around about this time of the year, and 2014 is not different. The competition is stiff, both for the top honours and those fighting against relegation. We have three competitions basically running at the moment, the one being the main Castlelager Premiership, and then we have the Net One Top 8 Cup together with the Chibuku Super Cup running at the same time but different weekends.
So what has been the turn-up of fans so far? We saw in the last season, you were saying that there was a drop in the number of fans that are coming to some of these Premier Soccer League matches.
Well, there hasn't been improvement, really, in terms of attendances. We're still trying to find a solution to that. But mainly, from our analysis, it's the lack of marketing strategies to bring fans to the stadia. Obviously, consider that there are other counter attractions, like as we're just starting now, the English FA is actually another drawback in terms of attendances, even the South Africa Premiership. So there are all other activities that we need to compete against to ensure that our fans come in numbers to watch football matches. Violence is also another factor that is really a major concern to the league and to football in general.
Talking about the issue of violence, we've seen in the past few weeks quite a few incidences that even involved some of the country's top teams. What are you doing as the Premier Soccer League to stop such violence at soccer matches?
Okay, we did our analysis and we felt that, look, as a football league, yes, we can take punitive measures in terms of the rules and regulations, but it looks like it's more of a community problem that needs a community solution, where we are engaging key stakeholders. And the top of those that we've engaged recently is the Zimbabwe Republic Police, to perhaps give us, from their own investigations and analysis, what they think are the causes of violence and their suggestions on how we can handle this matter. We'll also be approaching church leaders in communities. We'll be approaching political leaders, also see how they can assist in taming this violent animal that we seem to be seeing now.
That was Castle Lager Premier Soccer League Chief Kennedy Ndebele in Harare. Coming up, the Youth Forum by Blessing Zulu, sitting in for Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. I'm Blessing Zulu in for Tatenda Gumbo. Today, we are featuring actor, film producer and singer Barbara Vengesa. First, I asked Barbara about how she manages to juggle all three professions.
I should say it's a special gift from God. And I like to believe that God never gives us more than we can handle. So it's by the special grace of God that I am so many people in one.
We understand that you have produced your first musical album. Can you just tell us briefly about this album, the title, and also some of the songs on this album?
Yes, I have released an album. It's titled Spirit, Emotions and Tears. It is my first album and it carries 7 tracks. A few of them are Shinga, there's Handineti, there's Kamandafa, Mweonwera, and amongst others.
When did you start this singing business? At what age?
I can't specifically tell you exactly what age I started, but I was very young. I've always loved singing. I've always been a performer from primary school, way back in primary school. I attended a primary school in Mutare called Chancellor Primary, and I guess that's where I got the platform to actually start performing and wanting to sing and act in front of an audience.
What is motivating you to sing, Barbara? Because we have been talking to a number of artists who are basically saying they've given up on music because of piracy.
Yes, it's true. Piracy is a problem in Zimbabwe. The economy as well right now is not the best economy for anybody to even come out and decide to become a musician. But I am a musician. I'm not one who has chosen music because it is not in me. This is something that is within me. This is my life. This is who I am. It's like taking about 50% of my oxygen and expecting me to live. This is who I am. I am a person who translates how I feel through music. Don't know. My passion, and I must practice it. No matter how hard the conditions, I have to, because it's bursting inside of me. It really wants to come out. I also come from a background of music. My father was a pastor and a musician. So that has also, you know, contributed to my desire to music.
From your album, can you sing just one track for us?
Okay. I have a song called Shinga. And it's a song that I wrote to other women, women who are going through situations, especially with men, heartbreaks. So it's called Shinga. So he left you all alone, and he took the one you called your own, and he went far away, leaving you to cry.
That was actor, film producer, and singer Barbara Vengesa. Tune in again to the Youth Forum next week, and your usual host, Tatenda Gumbo, will be back. I am Blessing Zulu.
Thank you, Blessing Zulu, for the Youth Forum. This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And now to recap on today's top stories. Various stakeholders, including the Harare Residents Trust, have castigated the two proposed local authorities' bills, describing the laws as meant to counter devolution of power, which is provided for in the new constitution. The Castle Lager Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Kennedy Ndebele says he's engaging stakeholders to deal with the issue of violence at local matches. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August 31st, 2014. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mplanganya Huye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.